Stuart McCall joins us live on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Stuart, wasn't pretty at times, but you'd warned that. 3 points is 3 points. That's all you wanted, wasn't it?
It's impossible to be pretty on that park, I've got to say. You know, so it was about getting the job done. We said at half-time, big 45 minutes coming up. First half, we didn't play particularly well. Made some strange decisions, give too many silly free kicks away. But it's about, you know, they didn't have many opportunities. Now it was a scrappy game on a tough, difficult park. But it was a professional performance. I mean, Mac has whipped some great dead balls in today, and we, you know, said at half time we've got to have a bit more desire to go get on the end of one. Lo and behold, he whips another fantastic corner, and Jones is in then and finishes it. And then a really good move, you know, Marsh, difficult to run with a ball on this, but he's broke terrifically well, slid Jordy in, and Jordy's finished it. And from then on, you know, we looked quite dangerous on the break at times, but we defended really well, and it's the second clean sheet on the bounce. So, yeah, well, I'll be looking forward to watching it again on tomorrow or Monday. Probably not. But, you know, I've enjoyed watching a lot of games, but we ended up with 3 points. So it is about winning, and that's what we've done.
And you've seen the results elsewhere, I'm sure. Astonishingly, Scunthorpe 2-0 up and then losing 3-2. Three penalties in 7 minutes, 9 minutes at Gillingham. Bolton winning at Fleetwood, which mathematically probably was the best result in terms of keeping you in contention for second. Because, you know, who knows? Tuesday night, win at Charlton, you could be second in the table with 8 games to go. Alex Jones, was he a bit unfortunate not to start today? Came on, scored the goal, involved in the second goal as well, and then gets injured himself.
Well, with Alex, he's been out for a month, as we know. He's played a little bit part in the last couple of games. We've got two tough games coming up, Coventry today and Charlton. And in my mind, he was only going to be able to play one of them. And as much as this is most important today, I had him earmarked down to start at Charlton. And we just thought, with Jordy's extra pace to get in behind the two defenders, certainly Big Nathan at the back, who was, you know, showed what he's a good pro he is, he gave everything today. But, you know, the plan was, as I say, to use Jordy's pace a little bit more. And if you remember, Jordy started with Charlie at Fleetwood, scored his goal, had a couple of chances. So that was the idea behind that. Unfortunately, Jones has got a bit of a dead leg, so it might make him a doubt for Tuesday. Gilly will be out for Tuesday with a hamstring. So I thought Billy Clark, when he came on, did exactly what we wanted him. He went in that number 2-10 spot, played on their deep sitting midfielder and linked the play up. You know, we had a little bit of play when he came on, so... You know, that's the difference. You know, if you want to go and try to control the game, your likes of Billy Clark and Nicky Laws help you do that. Today we went with two out and out wingers, and, you know, obviously Charlie and Jordy with a bit of pace, and we've got three really quick players: Gilead, Marshall and Jordy, and Jones when he comes on is quick. So we could have done different things when Gilly came up, but we ended up with playing four strikers really, because we wanted to win the game. So no, we always debate and have a look what we think's the best thing to do. But obviously with the game on Tuesday, you know, we decided to start with that today, and we always got in back of his mind that, you know, you come on and you make an impact if you come on as a sub, and, you know, Jones has done that for us today.
Nathan Clark was involved in both incidents which saw your players injured, Gilead and then Jones, but no blame attached to him at all.
Oh, I didn't even know that, to be honest. I didn't know that. So no, listen, he's totally committed, he's Clarky. You know, he goes for the ball, sometimes he gets it, sometimes he doesn't, but you can't knock his desire. It's a tough ask here, isn't it, you know, at the minute. But, you know, we thought, new manager coming in, they had a little bit of, you know, momentum. But I thought, you know, second half, it was very professional, and that's what we needed. Mm. But by no means was it a classic, we know that. But as soon as we walked on the park today, we knew what it was going to be like. Hopefully, Tuesday looks a lot better surface, Charlton. They've obviously had another game on it today. It'll be three games in 7 days on Tuesday night. But... you know, the surface will be a lot better, and it'll help us, because, you know, technically when you want to play and run with it and play 1-2s and play quick passing football, today wasn't the game for that.
We've lost a couple. Nicky Law might even be involved on Tuesday or not?
No, Laws, it'd be too early for Laws. We're hoping to have him back out training on probably Thursday, so no, he won't be involved Tuesday. Gilly certainly won't be involved Tuesday. Jonesy will obviously monitor. Only a dead leg, but I say only a dead leg. Sometimes that can be 2 days, sometimes it can be 2 weeks, depends how deep the bleed is. So he seems to think it'd be okay, but you'll never know until, you know, the over 24 hours and see how it reacts to that.
That place, we had another clean sheet, kind of touched upon it, but it makes such a difference, doesn't it, when you're going to try and win games?
Yeah, listen, we know Coventry don't score many, so it was important to get his noses ahead. If they'd have got one ahead, you know, they've had a couple of efforts wide. But yeah, we were confident, you know, once we got two ahead, that we, you know, certainly didn't want to lose a goal at all. And we defended well again. I think starting with Doyle, he's come out and took some, you know, really good catches from corners and that, and took the pressure off the lads. But all in all, it was a good determined effort. And as I said many times, there's lots of different ways to win games. Today it wasn't through brilliant football. It was through desire again. Not a great deal of quality, but when it did come, the quality came. And as Kenny said at half time to the lads, you might take one bit of quality. Now, the quality I had was Macca's ball for a corner. What a fantastic delivery that is. And the second goal's a bit of quality. Not a lot of quality in the game, but when you have producer quality, you've got producer goals, and we managed to do that.
I know you're trying to keep expectation levels down, but we do go to Cheltenham on Tuesday. There is the incentive of perhaps going second. You know, that's got to be an extra incentive to go there and put in a performance. I'm not saying we won't, but it's huge, isn't it? Huge game now on Tuesday.
Every game's huge. 27 points to play for. And we'll go and try to do what we always do. We'll go try to get the 3 points, but keep whittling the games down. We're in a good run. I wouldn't say we're in a great run of form, but we're certainly in a great run of victories. Three out of the last four. So that's good. But no, I mean, you know, league tables, as I said to you at this stage, is irrelevant. It's where we are after we play Rochdale. So we're going along nicely. We've got accumulated a nice amount of points. But once you start thinking, yeah, you know, this is an easy game, this, then you slams you in the face, don't it? So, no, we're happy with today's result, and we look forward to Tuesday's game.
I was going to say they were a good side, Charlton, aren't they? They showed that when they came to Valley Parade.
They did, and I think they've got, like MK Dons, they've got far better players than squad where the position shows in the table. I think they've drawn today at Walsall, and Walsall have been going well, so that's been a tight game. But yeah, we'll look at what they've got, but it's important. Oh, hopefully we'll have a couple missing, there's no doubt about that, and we'll have to shake it up a little bit. But as long as we go out and give everything we've got, you know, we said at half time it's been a difficult surface, but let's just get on with the game. Let's go and show a bit of quality in the final third, get the goal and defend well. I think we did all them things, so that we were pleased about that. But 9 games to go, we want to finish strongly again, backed by fantastic support today. So pleased. I think that's what it's about, sending the fans home happy, and we've done that, so we're delighted.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Supporting your team and entertainment and having a bit of fun. And you know, yes, there's the entertainment aspect of it. Yeah. The entertainment for the 1500 that were here, yeah, is their coach journey on the way back tonight and their night
100%.
Out tonight.
That's right. Yeah, I think we ticked two out of the three boxes. We sent them home happy. They've had fun. Certainly weren't entertained, I wouldn't have thought. But listen, we played in loads of games like that where you get it done and you get the job done, and that's what good teams do if you can, you know, be professional about it. And we saw the game out comfortably, didn't we? Mm. You know, really good management of the game. That's what you need. We've got good experienced players in there. Again, big park. Vincelot, Cullen covered every inch of it. Two centre backs, very good. So all in all, damn the spine of the team, I thought we were good. I'm saying to Charlie, you know, he's in there, he's a little bit disappointed. You know, he's had a header that's crashed against the post and came back. Great move, good cross, a little bit of quality we're talking about from Marsh. But it's not all about goals for Charlie. He's still playing his part in the team, you know, looking after the ball and being a handful. I don't think he got much from the referee today, I've got to say that. I don't normally criticise, I'm not criticising the referee, but I thought, you know, some challenging in his back, and he was a bit frustrated with the referee as much as anything. But he played his part in a victory, and that's good.
Yeah, we couldn't see how that one down there, because it's the far end of the field, yeah, for us, we couldn't see how it was kept down. There were a few saying, yeah, it's gone over the line.
Yeah, no, I think it was a good header, and it just smashed against the inside of the post and came out.
But why can't Charlie White score away from home? New Year's Eve was his last away goal. Always scores at home.
He'll change that on Tuesday, hopefully.
Right.
Well done, Stuart.
Let's hope he does. What's the routine then from now to Tuesday? Because it's a away game followed by another away game.
We're actually going to go down. We'll train Monday morning, and then we'll go down to London because it's five and a bit hours really in traffic. So we'll go down Monday. We'll train Tuesday morning at a local park, and go through the team and the shape and the set players, and you know, be ready. But for the lads know. You know, it's all about rest and recuperation now. And but the staff can have a beer. That's okay because we're not playing. So my format tonight will be going home, watching a bit of football and have a couple of beers.
If you keep picking up injuries like this, yeah, there might be a recall for you. And Abbo's been on the phone saying
struggling with my knee. Yeah, I've got to say, but now listen,
not with your right hand though.
That's right. No, you've got to enjoy victories.
Of course you have. Yeah.
Because nobody gets any lower than myself when we lose. So, but no, it's 3 points, what we came for, and we've got 9 games to go, and let's keep the positivity. Because I said all along, we'll have ups and downs, we still have blips, but it's everyone needs to pull together when them blips come along, and we just got to keep believing in each other, which they do. Great spirit in the squad, in the group, in the staff, everybody. So that's what we aim to maintain.